Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
Move them on. It's time for The Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out.
Ride them
in.
Cut them
out.
Ride them in.
Good morning, Philip.
Hey, how you been?
Good. I see that you like big bucks.
I do.
You had your horns on and everything this morning already.
I did. The blow-up ones.
Yeah.
They also would, like if I can't swim very well in the Simon's pool, these could be my floaties.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have all kind of stuff going on today, Philip.
I do.
So anyway.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah. But anyway, nice job with the horns. I mean,
you grew
a nice rack over the last year, and you're a six-pointer.
Thank you. We're getting ready for some big deer hunting morning shows.
Yes,
in fact, we'll have a whole bunch on there. I think Doug Doran's going to come down and pick a fight with us today in the morning show about between 9 and 10. So
I'm leaving. I can't fight with him. He's too strong
for
me.
Yeah, he's a big guy. So
he may dehorn you one day.
Yeah, he will.
But anyway, so game last night with you.
Yeah, you had a bet beforehand who'd get home. You were in bed sleeping before I was off the air.
I think, and that's okay.
Yeah, so whatever. It's always incumbent about how long the JV game goes. So.
Yeah, it is.
And at 7 o'clock, we still had 8.5 minutes to go in the JV game. So I knew, well, Hank's going to beat me home.
Yeah, and that was all you worried about. Like, I'm done. Pack it in. Let's
I wasn't
go.
Too worried. No. So that's,
that's. But anyway, sometimes I just wonder why you don't stay here.
Oh, yeah, that could be. That would work.
So you might as well.
Yeah, I suppose I could. June wouldn't see my lovely face, though.
And again, where would you like the bed
at? Especially this week. So yeah. Chilly in Saxonville.
Yeah, it is. So is she still upset over the. I don't think so. I thought probably hurt.
I think hurt. Yeah, more than anything.
Yeah, I think that.
And you know what? If the shoe was on the other
foot. Yeah, it would hurt me too.
We'd be the same way.
Yeah, without question.
We would be. But Coach Eberflus, though, was kind of drawing at straws saying that, you know, it was a Packers had done an illegal thing or whatever on that.
Yeah.
Which didn't pan out.
I mean, no, it didn't pan out.
They blocked someone into the long snapper.
That's correct.
Which is totally legal.
Which is legal.
Yeah.
I mean, that was their left guard that was missing. I mean, their starting left guard was missing for the game, and people don't realize that.
Right.
Huge difference in the NFL when you go from second to first string.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that in a bad way, because I don't want to mess with any of those guys. But but again, there was a couple plays with 12 men on the field that no one talks about either.
Right.
So
yeah, it's kind of like the 81 Bulldogs. You know, there's a big difference between first string and second string and third and fourth too,
and
you know, so
a guy just wearing horns on the sideline,
right? Exactly,
so.
And one
anyway.
Guy and one guy eating popcorn out of his helmet. Time. that wasn't me.
Did that happen?
That really did. Yeah,
there was a
fellow that I don't think he saw as much of the field as I did that season. But one game, somebody bought him popcorn. He's carrying his helmet, walking around eating popcorn.
No way. Did he get in trouble?
I don't know that he got caught.
That's funny.
Oh boy.
That's.
He ain't ever going to see the field, so let's just have some popcorn.
Yeah, he
was enjoying the game. You know?
I had Ithaca at Riverdale last night.
Yeah.
Good ball game. You know, kind of scrappy. Two scrappy teams. And you know what? Just to be honest, it was a hard game to officiate because you don't know what to let go. You don't, you know, it's just really, really hard to officiate.
And well, it's the first game of the season.
It is.
For both officials
teams
and the teams and everything else.
And, you know. I don't like doing a bad job. I don't think I did a great job. You know what I mean? But
so you rate yourself after the game?
Oh, without question.
Yeah.
Officials think about that stuff if they care about how they do it. So, I pulled my hamstring again. You know, tweaked it. Boy, I pulled. Oh, it hurts. So I wrapped it pretty good this morning. So
you're gonna have a pulled hamstring for Thanksgiving.
I won't be the fastest drumstick in the world.
No, you won't be.
So anyway,
hey.
Factor Hanko, buddy.
Hanko.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
1/4 of your body's bones are in your feet.
I think that's true.
It is true. There are 206 bones in the average human adult. Like you, you probably have like 204. Footnote, there are 26 bones in each foot.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Because I've heard tell if somebody breaks a bone in their foot, sometimes it's kind of hard to detect it. or heel it.
And even your flanges on, or your toe flanges, your flanges on your feet.
Your flanges?
If you miss one, they have, it's a balance. It's all balance.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Which is
right.
So
this little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home.
Yeah.
Right.
If my toe continues to give me a bad time, I'm just going to cut it off.
This little piggy went wee
all the way home.
Oh, well.
In December of 2022, if you said, "Thank my driver," to Alexa, Amazon gave you the delivery driver, gave your delivery driver $5 at no cost to the customer.
I'll say that's true.
It is true.
Wow.
This applied to the first 1,000,000 thank yous received from customers. How fulfilling.
That is nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tipping the driver.
Yeah. No matter the circumstances, killing a seagull in America is illegal under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act of 1918.
That's true.
That is a bunch of Hanko.
What?
In rare situations, a federal license can be issued to exterminate them if threatened to the public safety or health. The beach bandits.
Ha! Huh. I'll have to go back and look that up. Wasn't that, I want to say it was a seagull, and I believe it was Dave Winfield, way back when they were warming up in a baseball game, and he threw a ball
and hit
a bird.
Did he throw it, or did he hit it off a bat?
I think he threw, I don't remember. But I remember at the time that, you know, there's nothing he could do, but then they were saying that he was going to possibly get in trouble because he hit the bird with the ball.
Yeah, but he wasn't intentional.
No, he didn't intentionally do it. But anyway,
So.
Interesting.
All so right. Anyway, our major league, you know, when the ball hit the bird and the big, who's the big guy that run over there? Oh, the poor little bird. Major League, you know, the movie Major League.
Was it Major League 2?
Maybe it was 2.
Because I don't know that I know. I don't
what's,
remember that
what's the
long.
What's the big guy that was very religious? You know,
Jobu.
I can't went out can't. There and the bird hit the ground and
yeah.
They could have won, but he's out there helping the bird.
Serrano.
Serrano, yes.
Yeah. I had to think about it a little bit.
Trouble with the curve is Serrano.
Yeah.
Baby elephants at play make a sound that resembles a human giggle.
That's got to be true.
It is true. Elephants of all ages also trumpet to express joy and happiness.
Huh.
So, that's kind of neat.
Yeah, that is. Baby elephants.
Oh, here was one.
All right.
Very fitting for this time of year. Eating turkey makes people incredibly drowsy because turkey is the only food that contains tri something, you know. What is that word?
I don't know. Tryptophan.
Yeah, tryptophan.
Tryptophan,
yeah.
I think.
True or false?
I think it's true.
It's a bunch of Hanko.
Is it really?
Yeah, much ado about stuffing. Turkey does contain tryptophan, but milk, cheese, chicken, pork, and beef and beans are also among the foods that do as well.
Huh.
But I do get tired after I eat turkey.
I do too.
I don't know if it's just one of those things. It's like, oh, yeah.
Well, if you wouldn't eat half the bird, that's probably part of it.
Yeah, would have meat sweats again.
Yeah, exactly.
Woo! On the islands of Barbados, St. Vincent's and St. Lucia, wearing street shoes on the beach is prohibited. People who ignore the law will be fined and their shoes confiscated.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think it's true.
Nope, it's a bunch of Hanko. It's not the shoes that the islands have outlawed. It's wearing camouflage clothing anywhere. And at any time, unless you're professional attire, kids can't even wear their G.I. Joe outfits.
Wow.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, here's something. I can't wait for our Christmas bonus from you, Phil. Spam.
Oh, yeah, some spam.
Yeah, yeah, I'm waiting for that gift certificate for spam.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to go on sale.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. Spam originated in Hawaii during the 1940s and has become a popular staple of food across the island. There's even an annual spam festival, Philip.
Well, that's got to be true.
Nope, it's a bunch of Hanko.
What?
That's spam, Philip.
What?
The canned meat manufactured in Minnesota was introduced in the islands to feed soldiers during World War II and stayed long after the troops left.
Huh. I must not have heard all of that. Yeah, I knew it originated, but I thought there is a spam festival. I'm almost positive there is.
I'm sure there is.
I heard that part of it.
I'm sure there's a Hank festival, too.
Probably.
Yeah.
Everybody named Hank?
Yeah. On November 15th, 2016, Donald Trump attempted but failed to repurpose the retired aircraft carrier USS Enterprise, also known as CVN-65, in a floating hotel in a casino.
I'll say that's Hanko.
It is a bunch of Hanko. Not only did the scheme not take off, but it's fake news.
Oh, man. What else?
Well, how many more do you want, my man?
One more, and then we got to go.
Where are we going?
I got to read birthdays.
Is it birthday time?
Just about.
The United Kingdom is the only country in the world that doesn't have its name on its postage stamp. Is that facto or Hanko?
I'm going to say that's facto.
It is a facto. It uses the reigning monarch's head as the country's identification. This could change. We'll keep you posted.
Huh? Good one, Hanko.
Well, right. Anyway, my man, thank you very, very much. And you know what? Enjoy the day. And
Some sunshine.
Maybe some sunshine and some white stuff falling later.
Yeah, it is Wisconsin, isn't it?
It is. You just wait. And if you don't like it, just wait a couple minutes. A couple of inches
possible in parts of the state, but yep. Luckily it's northeastern, I believe it is.
Maybe I wish it would come here. I love the snow. Yeah, I love the snow.
Man.
But I mean, what do you do?
Other than complain and move.
Buddy, have a good day.
Sounds
Be
good.
Kind, Phil.
That's old Hanko.